So this is actually the sixth diagnostic that we've done globally. And the goal was basically to work very closely with the Ministry of Finance and the broader government of Ghana to get an assessment of how basically cash is being used in the economy. And then to help them understand, through the understanding of how cash is being used versus digital, to come up with some sort of roadmap for digitization of the payments in the country. So we looked at different, what we call payment streams across the economy. We also looked at government payments. So all the government subsidies that are being paid to different populations within the country, all the salaries that are being paid across the government. We looked also at the business side of the equation, all those payments that are happening, for example, between corporates like fast-moving consumer good companies like Coca-Cola or Unilever. Across those supply chains, from the factory to the truck to the merchant, there's always a lot of cash that is actually moving around. And, you know, across the globe, we've seen that the cash that is being used has risks involved.
And what were some of the things you've learned from that experience?
So one of the areas that I think has huge potential for digitization in Ghana is actually what we call person-to-government payment. And it is actually one of the areas that the government has decided to prioritize. So when we look at the percentage of payments that are being done in cash for revenue collection, so anything that is related to taxes, both at the national level and also the municipal level, there's huge potential to digitize. Anything that is related to fees collected for example, like passports, fines, tolls. The Ghanaian Revenue Authority has already done some interesting work in digitization. They have launched a new platform, actually, that can be used across different government agencies for fee collection. But it's obviously an ongoing process.
And now, is digitization an expensive process?
The reality is that we're seeing lots of new business models that have emerged over the last decade. Actually, in Africa is probably the region that has led in most of the innovation in terms of these business models through, you know, mobile phones and mobile wallets. And at the end of the day, I mean, in order to make one of these transactions, even if you are in a village and you don't have the most sophisticated phone, all you need is a SIM card. At that level, you can already do a transaction, right? So the technology itself is not necessarily the biggest barrier. You know, technology moves very quickly and costs go down. I think the biggest barrier is actually driving behavior change. And as well, I think there's an issue here which is related to how open we are to new technologies. And I think that's something that, you know, is seen globally, and it's a generational thing as well.
Camila, thank you very much. And now, what are the next steps? Is this something that the Alliance will now help other countries with?
So we continue to work with our members on this transition from cash to digital. In Africa, at the moment, we're currently doing a similar study in Senegal, and we're going to do one in Benin in the next 6 months. So we'll continue to do the diagnostics, and obviously we have our global research program, which is looking at distilling lessons from partners, both from governments, but we also work very closely with the private sector. So we have companies like Unilever, companies like Coca-Cola, companies like H&M, which are members of the Alliance, and they're trying to understand how can they transition from cash to digital in their own operation.